What you're about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show! Thank you for choosing the Podgods Network. You're listening to the hilarious collaborative podcast, Pod Goddammit. It's like the Avengers, but in podcast form, but without all the awesomeness the Avengers have. Enjoy!
Podgods, assemble!
Pod Goddammit, episode 9. How you doing? I am Adam from the Oddcast podcast. With me is Ash and Will. We're here once again for another Pod Gods Network collaboration.
When you said how you doing, are you expecting anyone to answer?
It was just a polite way of saying hello.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's not that polite to ask someone how they're doing and not actually pause to let them answer.
He's asking the listeners. And is also not actually letting us introduce ourselves.
No.
What he should have done was say, how you doing? I'm Adam, and things, you know, or how you doing? Good to hear it, even if they say, I lost both legs in a random bikini accident. But, what? It could happen.
Yeah, they got a little bit tight and they fell off.
Okay, yeah, this is...
But anyway, sorry, carry on, Adam, yeah. Please do.
Thank you very much. Oh, God damn it. Today's question is, if you could go and live in any period of time, what would it be? Are you ready? Let's go.
No.
All right, guys, welcome. This is A Little Punch Drunk for Pod Goddammit once again. I am Rambo.
This is Phoenix.
And this is Jess.
On a brand new pretty microphone.
Yay.
Pretty princess.
Of course, to the avid listeners of A Little Punch Drunk, that is old news. Get with the times, dammit.
Not only that, it's used.
Used?
Your spittle is all over this.
Well, I only deep-throated it once or twice. Now it's your turn.
Same spit. You're gonna get it. You know you're gonna get chlamydia. Hey. Well, no, it'd be me. I'd be reinfecting.
I've been able to stay away from it for so long. But the question for Pod Goddammit this week is, if you could live in any one time period, what time period would it be? Huh. I'm not really sure. What do you guys think?
I don't know. I mean, for me personally, I'd probably have to be somewhere in, like, just because it's my favorite time in history, like the Renaissance, medieval history, part of history. I mean, particularly, actually, I wouldn't say Renaissance, a little bit further back. During,
geek.
Yes, geek, big time. I did medieval reenactment for years. There's a reason why I did it. Thank you.
You and me both, sir.
Yes. Geek. Yes. Thank you. I'm proud of it. So I have no problem with this. So, I mean, it was my favorite point of history. I mean, there were certain...
I mean, I agree and disagree, though, because when you look at the actual facts of it...
Oh, facts are horrible.
Yeah, it would be fun if we could live in the movie version, where, you know, the poor man can steal a suit of armor from someone, rise up to fucking battle the prince, and then the prince fucking lets him go for pretending to be a knight for so damn long. No, they just chop your fucking head off at that point.
Yeah, pretty much.
Bring out your dead.
So, you know, you
that's probably truer to the reality. It may have been a comedy, but it was probably truer to form.
The plagues and all that shit back then, no one lived for long.
Well, people lived to 30, 40, even if they were healthy, you know, and fucking strong.
Yeah, and that armor weighs a ton.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
it's great.
It does.
I love it.
So that's probably the time period I still would like to live in. So regardless, won't live long, but hey.
What do you think?
I know when I would not want to live. I could not have handled the whole, like the whole Wild West period. I don't even know what period of time that would be, but the girls,
Wild
they had
West,
to wear,
really?
They had to wear those fucking thousands of pounds of dresses in that heat. No one bathed for weeks. They all had to smell horribly.
But they still wore less than they did back in the Renaissance and the medieval age.
Well, yeah, of course it's, yeah, pull, pull, pull. But I don't think I would make it then. Pull, but pull, pull, pull. Yeah. See how that's going to be a teaser. I guess pulling would be a tease.
No, it'd be tug, tug, tug.
Tug, yeah. Tug, tug, tug. There's a difference between pulling and tugging?
Very much so.
Yes.
Oh, please enlighten me.
Pulling is much more violent than tugging.
It gets the same job done, though.
No.
No.
Oh, come on. Sure. Anyway.
To tug on somebody's shirt?
We're not talking about shirts.
And then to pull the shirt?
We're not talking
two
about
very
shirt.
Different
we
things.
Are not talking about shirts.
I agree, but the same concept would still apply.
Okay, we'll have to put it to the test. For me,
Roy. What was it? Last week she was gonna give us head or something under the table, and this week she's tugging away?
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Whatever, you wish. For me, roaring 20s. Roaring 20s.
Why am
sure.
I not surprised?
For
especially
sure.
With
this
haircut.
Party animal, absolutely, and the outfits and prohibitions. And I love me some guns, carrying weapons. Oh, yeah. Total roaring 20s for me.
See, I don't know. I'm torn between a couple different times. I mean, I look good in a pinstripe suit, so I'd be good if I could get into the mafia. That'd be a lot of fun. But honestly, I think more than likely it'd be the 60s.
The 60s. Why the 60s?
Lots of drugs, lots of sex.
I was about to say, the minute I asked the question, I knew the answer. It came to my head. I was like, you're an idiot.
Yeah, I was wondering about that myself.
Come on. I could be great. You know, just go fucking swing, party, do lots of blow, fucking acid.
I can just see him as one of those guys wearing, like, the traditional,
the
just, like, the hippie vest and, like, the fringe outfit and just sitting there in the corner just
hold on
having
one second.
A good old time.
See, that was the second toss-up for me, too, is the whole 60s, but I'm more of the hippie type, but I wouldn't be doing all the drugs and stuff, so I really wouldn't be.
Yeah, now.
Or then. I wouldn't.
Yeah, well, back then you probably would have.
No, I'm too much of a control freak. I can't just take something and wait and watch and see what happens to me. I can't do it. There's no way.
I can't find it, but I have a really nice hippie shirt.
Oh, yeah?
We'll have to dig that one out.
I'd probably end
take
up fathering
pictures.
Some black dude's child or something like that, some love child.
So it seems like you'd work really well in the 60s, too.
That's what I'm saying, except for the drug thing.
Oh,
Yeah, suck
it now. there was like 2 years that I used a natural deodorant. It's like a salt lick. I mean, have you ever tried it?
No.
No, it
I
literally,
have never licked somebody's deodorant.
No, because your body's supposed to actually sweat. So you should be letting yourself sweat. It's just the odor part. So you use a salt lick. It's literally just a thing of salt you run water under. And it takes about 6 months to get used to. Your body gets used to it. And then you don't produce any more sweat scent, but you do still sweat, which you should.
I don't know. Even with my deodorant, I still sweat. So
that's good. But you're
just not in the places that
are
stinky.
You're clogging it with Axe for Dead Cats scented deodorant.
Hey, can you usually smell me when I walk in a room? No, ma'am.
No, I did it right before I started my job. I used to do that. Now I went and commercialized and used real deodorant. Now,
so then I guess. Yeah. See.
You got to tell me what they say. That's unfair.
Budgie says Rambo's right about the tugging thing, Jess.
Oh.
But, yeah, so I guess we got the medieval era, we got
roaring
the 20s, and probably the 60s. 50s, 60s, you know. Let me do some
no
mafia stuff
50s?
In the 50s.
No one went 50s? Like,
no.
Yeah, no. No greasers, slick back, racing cars.
No.
No. Singing, summer loving.
Yeah.
Only if we get the Down Syndrome Danny Zuko back.
Don't
start that train.
Don't start that train.
Derail that train. I started the fucking train.
Yeah, you did. Thank you.
And all you standing alone.
Hi, Sandy.
No. No, she's mine.
Mine, fuck you.
So for Pod Goddammit, guys, this is Little Punch Drunk. Phoenix, where can you find us?
You can find us at www.alittlepunchdrunk.podbean.com. Sorry, blanked out for 2 seconds. You can also find us on Twitter at @alil punch drunk. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/alittlepunchdrunk. And also on Stitcher, of course, iTunes, and all other means of pod communication. So
don't forget, if you hate our impersonations of people with Down syndrome, please call us and let us know exactly how angry we made you at 484-994-ALPD. That's 484-994-2573.
Oh, my gosh. Stop.
Hello and welcome to Pod God Damn It. My name's Mike.
I'm Chris.
I'm Lee.
And this is the contribution this week from the Jellyfielders podcast. You can find us amongst all the other fine pod gods here on the network. And this week we've been asked to discuss if you could live in any period of time, what would it be? I think I know Lou's.
Everybody knows mine. I go on about it all the time.
Exactly. You'd be born in 1950. Five or whatever it was, 1950, and you'd grow up being a teenager through the 60s, a hippie money making machine during the 70s, rich beyond your wildest dreams in the 80s, and then gradually enjoying
dead in the 90s.
Yeah,
right. So yeah, pretty much. You'd be dead. You'd have been dead for about 15 years by now.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, right. So we never would have met.
Oh, I'd be old and in the mansion somewhere, a castle,
on an estate in Norfolk.
No, I wouldn't be in Norfolk. I'd be in America.
Okay. Living in East Coast or West Coast?
Both. I'd have a house both places.
Mm.
New York, California, done.
Winter in California, summer in New York.
I think ultimately you'd want to be in California through the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
You'd want to stick to that side. And
New York during the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, as long as you've got money.
As long as you're out of England during the 80s, you're fine.
You wouldn't leave, like, to another future time or go to the recent thing, past.
When you can be asked any period of time, there's the temptation to go off into the wonder of the future.
Mm-hmm.
But as they didn't state this in the question, I'd kind of like to go back to the medieval times because I'm kind of fascinated by the sort of the supernatural element of that time, the supernatural stories, again, with, like, Celtic myths and legends. But if I was to go back to, like, the medieval time, I'd like to go back with lots of Uzis and guns. And so when you are caught up in, you know, so time cop style, you know, they've got a superior force of 150 soldiers all with swords. You've just got a minigun.
Doesn't matter. Dead. You still wouldn't survive.
I just meant if you were...
You'd get a disease and a gun can't fight cholera. Well, look,
if I could live polio, in any period of time,
smallpox,
which was the past, I'd be dead by now anyway. Surely. Even if
yeah,
I
surely
tried to,
you'd want to go your back life expectancy
would be like a third of what it is now.
That you know you could survive in. I know I could go back and I could survive between 1950 and the 90s.
I don't think
and
you could because you've got the 60s. I don't think you could because you've got the 60s, the 70s and the 80s. The three biggest decades most notorious for drug use. And, you know, back in those days, you know, you'd probably go along with it. You'd be in the swinging 60s in Britain.
I'd probably be a hippie.
You know, you'd want to be a hippie.
Probably.
Come on, I would be a hippie.
You're nailed on.
Yeah, you'd be living in the lifestyle. So, you know, your life, you wouldn't be alive now. If you were born in the 50s, you'd be dead.
Yeah, I know I would.
That's part
I'd
of a
die
plan.
Through partying too hard and seeing too many awesome bands. Whereas you'd die in a ditch, rotting to death. Because you've got some disease that isn't around anymore.
Or you've been burnt,
and you've got
or
no
you've been
immune
burnt
system
at the stake
it.
As a witch for possessing
that's what,
a
yeah,
magical
if I went
gun.
Back any more than 200 years, I'd be burnt as a witch. As
okay, then
landed.
I'd like... Now, see, what's the point in going to the future to live beyond your years? You're not going to know anyone. You're not going to know what the world's like. You'll just be a stranger in a strange land.
Yeah, but you could go meet up with a great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson or something.
But I couldn't, because if I moved to the future, my great-great-great-great-great-grandson never would have existed.
But is this you move permanently or you just pop there
you
for
a couple
of years?
You can't have a holiday. Well, if you can have a holiday in any time period, then you can go anywhere. Where would you go?
To
the Wild West?
Well, you're close, actually. I'd go to the late 19th century in England. I'd want to see the Victorian age.
Really?
Yeah. Because reading lots of Sherlock Holmes.
Mm.
Everyone spoke proper English.
Yes.
Everyone knew their place in society. The clothes, of course, the attire.
Mm.
To be a proper gentleman. In that particular period of time, would have been fucking awesome. And you could have gone across to America, the frontier, to see the big industrial cities of New York and Chicago, and you could have then gone into the Wild West and seen that particular period of time. So much change was occurring all over the world, and just after the Industrial Revolution, not too long ago from that, it would have been incredible to kind of experience that and to live that kind of... Obviously, again, I'd be dead from a disease or been killed or something like that.
Yeah, short life expectancy,
But just to be around that, such an important period of British history, certainly, and for the world, the late 18th century, late 19th century, early 20th century, it'd been fascinating.
So you wouldn't have been tempted to like go to Japan in the 15th century?
I'm seeing what? Samurais and all that kind of stuff. I wouldn't know what to do. I'd be fish out of water.
You know what you would do? You just leap through time going backwards, collecting up stuff, putting it in a coffin somewhere, and then like you come back to it in present day. And I mean, I often have arguments with my mum about why in hell, when she was, she lived through the 60s and 70s, didn't she package up some flares for me? And keep them for a few years. You know, just one of every size. So whatever size I turned out, they would fit. One of every colour. So it's what my favourite colour was.
You live in some world where your mum was rich and could just afford to have a warehouse full of clothes for you.
Did she know she was going to have kids?
Probably. I assume so.
It was the 60s.
So if you knew you were going to have a kid, would you now start retaining current fashions?
Clothes today are shit. All clothes are today is mock-ups of what they were 20, 50... 100 years ago.
100 years ago.
Yeah, well, that's
right. True, you do get a lot of that whole kind of,
I'm going for 100 years ago. Yeah. Maybe slightly earlier than that.
But could you honestly say that you wouldn't be tempted if you went back 100 years ago to go get yourself a nice tailored suit, wrap it all up, put it in a box, and then come back to present day?
I'd
and
come
be like,
back wearing
check
it.
Out
you
my
kidding me?
Suit.
I'd come back
no,
wearing
the time displacement device won't take clothes. You have to go through Terminator style.
What, naked?
Yeah.
All right.
Doing the Arnie pose.
Fair enough. Bye. Safety deposit
the
box.
The Barney pose.
You know, put an iPhone Barney in there pose. As well. Just, remember that. I don't know what use it would be.
Or, then again, would you say, for example, I could go back now to the 60s, go and meet good old Jeff Lynne and say, I've got a really good song for you. It's called Mr. Blue Sky. Goes like this. And then I'd be rich. If I could go back and live in any point of time, there's no doubt I'd be rich.
Well, that's Inception, isn't it? Yeah. But rather than going through someone's dream, you just go through time.
What if you bumped into your mum in the 70s?
Nah.
That's it. Would you go and meet your parents when they were younger?
No. No, I'd stay away from that whole thing. I would just go and find famous people and give them their ideas a couple of months before they've had them.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be my whole thing. I'd just live on...
So basically you'd do what Nicholas Lyndhurst did in Goodnight, Sweetheart. You'd go back to the war and start singing the songs of Elton John. And
I wouldn't sing them personally. I'd go to the people that had done them anyway and give them the idea shortly before they had the idea.
But in that kind of weird paradox, does that mean they would never have had the idea unless you went back and told
them
it?
But you could ruin everything, though, because they could have been in a...
But then
when
how
they
would
wrote
you have
that
known
one
about
song,
that song to go and tell them?
Yeah, they could have been writing that one song.
Been able to get
and that,
tell
from
them
that one song, they then wrote a whole album because they wrote that one song and they were just,
No, you see, I'm very much of the philosophy when it comes to time travel that if, let's say we did take Mr. Blue Sky as the song, if I was to go back in time and tell Jeff Lynne how to write that song or the lyrics needed to use or anything, it would still be exactly the same version. I'm very much in the mind that going forward in time, if someone does go back in time and change something, it won't change anything to us presently.
Really?
They can only change something in their own personal timeline because fate is inevitable. If time travel is possible, it means fate is real. There's nothing you can do. Everything is written.
These are broad strokes here.
I think we've got to stick with the fact that you're going to stay there. You can't bounce
back.
Because otherwise you'd go everywhere.
Well, I wouldn't need to come back. I would just... I know, every...
Right, so you're going to live your days out in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and just carry on. And maybe you'll be alive today. And maybe you won't.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'd have loved to have been 16, 17, 15 during the 60s. That'd have been incredible. I don't imagine it would have been as great as you think it would be looking back. I'd probably hate the Beatles and think they were shit. And that would have been completely undermined the whole reason why I'd ever want to go back there.
Yeah.
So you can't really account for those things. But obviously if you go with all the knowledge you have today to live in a period of time different to where you are now as the age you are now, or obviously you wouldn't want to grow up necessarily and be reborn in a certain time. That'd be terrible.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't want to grow up in any other
time. I'd want to go back to 1970 then. Start in the 70s. Or 65.
At your current age now?
Yeah.
I'd have to agree. I couldn't be a baby boomer.
Well, I'm going to be...
What are we talking about?
I'm going to be rotting in my ditch on my own, clutching my Uzis.
But what if you can't take anything back with you? What if you woke up today, tomorrow rather, if you woke up tomorrow in a completely separate time frame, you had none of the possessions that you had now, in naked Terminator style, where would you like to wake up?
And have a life already waiting for you? I don't know, I'd like to wake up being a king in some lovely castle.
I see, this isn't the job, it's just time period.
That's what I mean. Well, the only way you'd be able to survive...
He was a bastard.
You can't choose who you are. You're still you.
Yeah, you're still you. The only way you can survive is by stealing things that you know from the future. Betting on things that you know to happen. You find a football match you might know the results for and bet highly on who you know is going to win. This is what I mean. If you go back in time, what's going to happen is preset. It doesn't matter what you do to change it. It's technically already happened.
Mm. Well, it has, but then you've got the whole butterfly effect. If you went back and said, okay, it doesn't matter what I do, it won't change the future. And you go back in time and you inadvertently run over the president of the United States at the time through some means. You've just changed the whole course of the future.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be able to.
It depends if you think of time as two-dimensional or three-dimensional.
Time is not
time-locked.
And
if we're thinking about it going three-dimensional, therefore we can travel through it, like we can travel through space now, then time could arguably go in any direction. It doesn't have to go in a straight line.
Well, no, as we know from Doctor Who, time is wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey. And I cannot believe you say that there wouldn't be any butterfly effect, considering you are a Doctor Who fan.
I am a Doctor Who fan.
I'm giving you my look of shame.
Don't give me your look of shame, because I strongly believe, and I can prove my entire philosophy with time travel, that time isn't straight. The way we perceive time is straight. And so therefore, if we started living our life, like we said, if you reset the clock... We started living our life in another period of time. It wouldn't reset our time. Our linear progression through life would still be the same. It'd just be we'd be experiencing it in a different order to everyone else.
Well, our time is up on this edition of Pod God Damn It. Thank you very much for joining us. You can find more of us on the Jelly Pills podcast. Bye.
Bye.
Pod God Damn It.
I'm no good at sport.
Hey, this is Pod Goddammit. We are blogging under the influence. My name's Mick.
J-Dub.
Henry Eggins.
And Scott.
All right. So, we have a question, as always, from the headcracker in charge, Adam Barker.
What the fuck's he need to know now?
Huh? What the fuck's he need to know now? He would like to know, if you could live in any period of time, what would it be?
Renaissance.
The future.
The future?
Why not? Who
it's
knows?
It's pretty ambiguous, though.
Yeah. Well, who knows?
In the period of time that hasn't happened yet,
that's
of course.
Right.
Yeah. It's gotta be better.
Yeah, I guess.
We already
I guess
know.
We're all looking forward to living in the future. That's
and Scott
kind of,
will still have the same cell phone.
Hey, I made it. Hey, I made it.
Scott.
Hey, I made it. I keep living. Hey, I made it. I did it.
The only difference with Scott is his little beard thing would match his sideburns.
It's not gone gray yet. I don't know what the deal is.
So no time in the past, though, are you interested in living in?
No, I guess I would be. I guess there would be times. Maybe in the... maybe the early settling of... The Americas would have been an exciting time.
Fuck that. That'd kill some Indians.
Way too much. No, I would have enjoyed the Indians. I think I love the Indian women. I mean, tall, dark complected, dark hair.
Pocahontas, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm into that.
I would poke that Honus. Yeah.
No, I'm not so much into the
dirty look for my life.
I wouldn't be so much into all the hard work and stuff, but.
I think I would want to live in Jerusalem. Around zero.
Nah, I mean,
zero to 35 or 33 AD.
Right around the time of Christ?
Yeah, just to see what's up with this Christ feller. And see if he was like a... If he was like a Hail Bop guy. Or he's like David Koresh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
See, I'm the Son of God! I can walk on water!
Back then people Who the fuck's this God guy he's talking about?
Right. Well, and I mean, they, you know, the Jews believed in God, of course, but, you know,
yeah,
for a guy to come along and boldly proclaim, I am the Son of God.
Pretty bold.
So, you know, people do that all the time now, and we're like, oh, you're crazy. We're going to shoot you.
Really?
You know, bring in the FBI, or let's burn this fucking building down and blame it on them. But, yeah, I'd be interested to see what's up with this Jesus character. That's
that'd be interesting, yeah.
Yeah. We'll
see that.
J-Dub?
During the height of Rome.
The height of Rome.
Of
okay.
The Roman Empire, yeah.
Oh.
I've been watching a lot of Spartacus.
Yeah.
I love Spartacus.
I got that for my birthday.
I know what you're interested in.
Spartacus is a great... It's got to be just like the movies.
That's a great show. I love it. Are they on season 3 now?
You ain't eating my food if that's what you're asking.
I don't know if they've made
it or I've watched the
not.
First two seasons or the mid-season, and I'm a big fan of it.
Cindy got me the season 1 and 2 for my birthday. So.
Good, yeah.
Yeah.
So J-Dub's interested in Roman orgies?
Mm-hmm.
I know your favorite part of Spartacus is when he has his bodyguard come in and said,
bathe me.
Stick it in my anus. Oh, right when he's getting ready to, for the magic to happen. Got little ears kind of close, so. But, yeah. You can reenact that right now. Take Henry home with you and Cindy. And be like,
I got the kid.
Stick it right. I'll watch her. If you do that with J-Dub and Cindy, I'll watch the kid. Because I can't wait for the next podcast.
No. I like it, buddy.
So, Henry?
I'm just going to say like the 60s.
The 60s, okay.
That would have been all right, too. Yeah.
Henry, yeah.
I could have done with that, too.
The music, the free love, the drugs.
Yeah, the LSD. Could have been into it.
Yeah, knowing you, that's probably the best. You'd be chasing down Hunter S. Thompson. Like,
it was kind of before him.
Wanting to go for a ride. That was before him?
Not really.
A little bit.
Not really.
No, I mean, it wasn't before him. He was, you know, he
was alive.
But he wasn't doing, his stuff didn't start till the 70s, really. When Rolling Stone picked him up. And
yeah. Oh. I didn't know the time frame. I thought it was the 60s.
Yeah. Late 60s.
Right.
But.
Well, that's where you'd want to be, right?
More in the 70s. I don't know.
Like 60, 67 on, maybe.
65, yeah. 69, I don't know.
Yeah. That probably would be a good time, I guess.
Been
then there's Vietnam. Would you be, like, protesting Vietnam if you went back?
I got a bad shoulder, man.
If you got Doc Brown. I didn't say would you be draft dodging. I know you'd be draft dodging. You know what? You wouldn't enjoy the 60s because you'd be in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, I look forward to being Canadian.
I don't know.
Run into Bill Clinton. Hey, you're going to be president someday.
Yeah, it would be really cool to go back to the 60s with the knowledge I have today.
Oh, yeah. You could... really tell people stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Then what?
I could be a cult leader.
Without your smartphone, you wouldn't remember much.
No. Right, yeah. You don't get that 4G connection in the 60s.
That's true.
You have to be able to retain the knowledge.
Yeah.
You'd go back to the 60s, eat a tin strip of fucking LSD, and smoke a bag and be like, what was the question?
I'd be right as rain.
Henry, what?
Pull your phone out of your pocket. I can't get a signal. Oh, shit. Good times.
What about you?
I already said mine. I would, my wife
time
asked
of
me
Christ.
About mine. I wanted to go back to the time
of
Christ.
I wanted to go meet Jesus.
I wanted to see what was up with this Jesus dude, whether he was like really the Messiah or if he was like David Koresh.
Thank you.
So, there's that. We are blogging under the influence. Check us out on the Pod Gods Network, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. My name is Mick.
J-Dub.
Henry Higgins.
And Scott, and I'll see you in the future.
Okay,
hi.
Pod! God! Damn it! All right, we're GarageCast.
I'm Brian.
I'm Jake.
This is Pod God Damn It, Episode 9.
Niner.
69er?
Niner. Niner.
Niner. Niner.
One Niner.
Get some winer finer.
All right, question this week. If you could live in any period of time, what would it be?
I want to go to the future.
The future?
Yeah, when we live forever.
For any period of time.
Future is a period of time.
But it hasn't happened yet.
That's why they call it the future.
Okay. But there's no past period of time you would want to live in? See, like, I would want to live in, like, the fucking Old West. That's my deal.
It gets fucking cold in the wintertime and really hot in the summer. I really like my heat and air right now, so I don't know. Go back 20 years ago and start over, except for my kids.
See, we're not asking you.
But that's a period of time. I just want to go back 2 decades.
That's it?
Wasn't a bad period of time. How's it going?
What about, like, the 70s or 60s?
Then I'd have to hang out with Gary.
Be a flower
child. You know, wearing
the
disco kid.
I think that'd be a cool period of time, being the fucking 60s. I think it'd be cool.
Ooh, ooh.
Very interesting, but stupid.
The Coke period. Yeah!
That was the 80s.
The 70s and the disco era, they were pretty heavy.
Well, that'd be
Coke
late
then.
70s, though. I don't know. I think it'd be cool to fucking grow up, go to Woodstock, experience Woodstock, you know, the original.
Yeah, I mean, remember back in Nam, that wasn't so bad, but back in the Nam. Oh, yeah.
Back in the Nam. You weren't in fucking Nam.
I remember Vietnam.
But, yeah, that'd be a fun time. I always liked the 50s, the 40s and the 50s, too. When I wasn't there around that time, but it sure seemed like life was simple back then.
But you know what? If you listen to your grandparents and that, they say it was simpler than now, but back then they still had the same problems, I believe.
Yeah, but life itself was simpler.
Yeah, it wasn't. Worked 40 hours, and that was, you did your family thing, and the family was tighter. And
exactly. You know, and there was respect for neighbors and other people. No one, I mean, you had your fucking few that were...
Oh, there's always been douchebags.
Yeah.
Always.
There always will be.
Yeah.
That's like, it's dumb to quit your fucking job because you hate the people, because the new job you go to, you're going to hate them just the same.
Exactly.
You know?
That's why I like my job. I really don't work with anybody.
Well, then let's switch this fucking question around. If there was any period of time or something you would have liked to be involved in that period of time, what would it be?
Roaring 20s in Chicago.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. That would be fucking fun. That wouldn't be fun, but it'd be badass.
Do we have to live there, or we just go to visit? Is the question, is it go back and live?
Well, here's
visit?
The thing. Do you work for Capone or Babyface Nelson or any of these fucking gangsters? Are you involved in it? Because that's what I would want to be, involved in it. I have quite a few family members that were involved with Capone and his moonshine and all that stuff.
How do fucking Russians get involved in that?
Russians?
Czechoslovakians or whatever.
Well, you need a job when you come over to the States.
Yeah, good point.
And as bad as Capone was, he did a lot for the people of Chicago.
Oh, yeah, he did.
And during the Depression, there wouldn't be soup lines if it wasn't for Capone, you know, providing this for the people. But
In
the other sense, you respected the motherfucker or he'd kill you. You know, is it a dictatorship or is it just that was his job and his position in the city of Chicago? Or Wisconsin, wherever he was at the time, because he had a lot of fucking hideouts out here in the Midwest.
Yes, yes, he did.
Now, that would be fun.
He even had hideouts here at the lake.
Yeah. Carry a Chicago typewriter around. Demand respect.
That would be cool. Be dressed in your zoot suit, dressed to the nines.
Now, do you remember that movie? It was with Tom Hanks, and it had to do with it. What fucking movie was that?
I don't know.
Where he was a gangster, and...
Was it... Where was kind of the comedy one?
It wasn't a comedy. No, it was a very serious movie.
No, who's the other one that did the kind of the comedy? You farging asshole. I'll farging kill you. What movie was that? That wasn't Tom Hanks.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, you did.
No.
Oh, God.
That didn't even sound familiar to me.
It was a comedy. It wasn't Tom Hanks. It was another one that was big when Tom Hanks was coming up. Who was the did the... The movie, with the baby, and where he worked in the fucking auto plant, and he lost his job, and he stayed at home to take care of the kids. Shit, I can't think of the movie. Where he fed the baby the fucking chili, And the baby shit, so he's wearing fucking safety goggles and a fucking pin on his nose.
Oh.
210, 220, whatever it takes when he's talking about doing household projects, and he had not a fucking clue.
What the fuck was that?
You know what I'm talking about.
It was Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton. But Michael Keaton did a gangster movie where he kind of played like a Capone character in that. And the one guy who was mad, and they got him in the fucking in front of the judge. You farging asshole, I'll farging kill you.
I never heard of that. I know what you're talking about with Keaton. Oh, we're not going to do any research. Fuck it.
That would be a good time, though. Yeah. Probably Prohibition living out here would be a trip.
I done changed my decision of the hippie era.
Prohibition. Out and, here, it'd be a just, yeah.
If you think about it, just everything was going on, and everyone was about, even then, helping other people.
Exactly. Well, yeah, it was the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Victory Gardens.
You
the
made
whole...
your bathtub gin, and that
yeah,
was it.
Yeah, turpentine, you go blind.
There was a show on, I can't remember the name of it, but there's a show out where this guy goes around and he used metal detectors and offers, you know, the people half of his fines, the cash he's going to make. And he goes around with metal detectors and shit like that. Anyway, he went to Chicago, and he went to this place where he knew there was a brothel, you know, and stuff like that.
That he's the underworld?
Yeah, kind of like that. No, that's not the name of the show.
That's
this
a good
is like
one too.
American Diggers or some bullshit like that. Everything's American in front of these names of these reality shows now. But he went into this basement, and he had his fucking x-ray machine, and he's going into the walls trying to find shit in the walls. Finally, he finds this one. It's all bricked up. He opens it up, bashes it open, and there was like a safe in there. And, dude, there was a portable roulette turner thing, and then the...
So it's better than when, what's it, Geraldo looked for fucking Capone.
What a douchebag. You wonder where that shit is, though.
Yeah.
You know, there is stuff, and it's somewhere, but no one knows where. Not one fucking person. Unless he had already done told... A certain
person. I love
person.
Looking into your eyes across the table. No.
Really, dude?
No, I was trying to catch your attention because I remember the name of that movie. But we're staring back and forth.
What's
at
the
each
name
other.
Of the movie?
Johnny Dangerously.
See, I never seen it. Yeah, I never seen
great
that movie.
Great movie. It's all kind of a parody of the Prohibition and the gangster time, and it's hilarious. You'll have to check that one out, too.
I'll have to. Johnny Dangerously.
Yeah.
I'll check that out. Along with my Bobcat movie I'm going to watch tonight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's. I'm going to have to find the order that one somewhere. I don't have on demand, so.
Well, maybe it'll be on Netflix or something soon.
I'll have to look.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably out there on Netflix because they got some really obscure movies.
Yeah. But
yeah, Prohibition. I'm totally in on
I'm
that.
I'm in
one.
On that, too. All right. Well, that's it. That's our answer.
All right.
All right. We're GarageCast. Check us out at thegaragecast.com, podgodsnetwork.com. We're out.
See ya.
Damn it.
It's our turn. Oddcast podcast here. Adam.
Ash.
Will.
Adam Ash. Will.
What you want, Will?
Pod God Damn It, episode 9, here we are. Ducks. Yeah. So, if you could live in any time period, what would it be?
3:07 last Saturday.
What happened at 3:07 last Saturday, Will?
I had a very delicious tea.
Cup of
sorry,
tea?
That was PM.
Okay. What, cup of tea?
No. It was a really nice dinner.
You had a bit, what did you have?
It was a Thai curry.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What colour was it?
Green.
Okay. Did you put actual loads of chilies in it?
Quite a lot, yeah.
Yeah? So you want to go back to that time period?
Well, yeah, that was a good time to be alive.
Well, can't you just make a Thai green curry right now?
I can't guarantee it'll be as good.
Ash, what time period did you go back and live or go forward? If you want to go in the future.
I was thinking 6:02 on the 13th of November in the year 3692.
That's in the future.
That's in the future.
Damn.
What happened fine. Then? What happened or what's going to happen? What? How
I've
would
been
that
there.
Work?
I've seen it.
So what happened?
Happens
there. No, because he says he's already been there. So he's saying
yeah, but happened. No, from us, from our perspective, it's what happens to him it's what happened, but to us it's what happens, and to our listeners it's what happens in the future.
What happens then?
It was indescribable.
It was just the most fun I've ever had.
What's happening in year 3652 then?
I was at a party on Titan.
What's Titan?
It's one of the
moons
of what?
Jupiter, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah.
How'd you get invited to that?
Well, you know, I'm in the in crowd.
Yeah, you've all you've got to do is know Julian Watson.
Well, actually, I didn't know him, but he was there.
Yeah, but he's not born yet, so you wouldn't know about him.
No, no, right. He was there. Yeah. He was there, and it was just one of the most blinding parties I've ever had.
Yeah, that was the solar flare thing, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Have you managed to get your eyesight back yet?
Yes.
Oh, they can fix it all back. They can fix it all in the future.
Yeah, it was easy. And I got over my liver cancer from drinking too much beer, and they just sort of fixed that with a little bit of a tablet in 2063. But it was really just a spot on evening.
So, Adam,
floating around.
Yeah. Where do you want to be?
I want to go 10 minutes ago when I asked you the question, are you ready to do a pod, goddammit? And you said yes, and I'll say, no, you fucking ain't, you're pissed. I want to do that. Really? You do know the question's not what moment in time would you go back to, it's like, what time would you go and live in? What period?
Oh, shit, if you're a bit more specific. Oh.
I was specific! Pacific.
I'd carry on.
Want to get down in your South Seas.
I said, if you could go back, go back and live in a period of time, what period would it be?
Oh, you've been a bit fucking clearer about
and you were
that.
Like, I'll go around 2 minutes past three last week.
Well, and sorry, he's talking about period. Time. You didn't say how big a period of time. It was Crimson a really, Wayne. Really lovely dinner.
Okay, yeah, come on, right.
Personally, I would kind of love to have been alive any time between probably about the 5th century BC and the 16th. However, I then think that would have been a great time to be alive. A man lives on his strength and his wit and his abilities. And then I think, yes, and he also lives on his lack of antibiotics and medicine.
Yeah.
And you go, well, yeah, I could be out there and I could be a fucking warrior and I could be out there and fighting and being a lord and doing this and doing that. I haven't even figured out plumbing.
So where would you shit?
Well, I don't mind shitting in bushes and in hedges and stuff. That's fine. And I don't mind shitting down a big brick hole in my castle for the servants to clean it away.
How come you get a castle all of a sudden?
Because I'm awesome.
Well, so you go live in this period, and you
that would be one of my conditions for living in the period is that I'm fucking lord of the fucking manor, quite frankly.
Okay.
But at the same time, they didn't really have the concept of the fact that washing your hands was the way you stopped spreading diseases to people and bacteria, and doctors would therefore be wiping their asses with whatever was to hand and then cutting you open to get shit out of you that might not have been relevant, and quite frankly, you're fucked.
Yeah.
So, my answer is actually now.
Do you know what? I was actually going to say exactly what I mean.
For different reasons, I suspect.
No, do you know why? Because
they hadn't invented tellies and Sky Shit and shit.
I love all the fucking technology we've got going on now. I mean, so if I had to live in any time period, it'd be this fucking time period, the technology. Like, all this fucking technological advances and that. That's what I love about it. I couldn't go back to the 60s, where they just fucking started it. You seen how small their tellies were? And how big they were? And the screen was about the size of a thimble? Fuck off.
And it was radioactive.
Radioactive tellies?
Yes.
What about you, Ash?
Why I would still carry on with going. I can't remember the exact date and time that I actually said that I was in earlier.
32
but
something.
I would still think that I should be in 3252, because if you think right at this point in time you've got it good, fucking hell, wait another 10,000 years. You would not need to do anything.
But I've seen Total Recall, and you just know how bad it gets.
Yeah, I mean, you'll get stuck on Mars
because the world.
Get your ass to Mars.
Are they on Mars now? We've seen it. It looks like the desert in fucking Nevada.
It's great though. Have you actually looked at the little website where you can actually move the camera around?
Yeah.
And you've actually looked about and done the panoramic view.
Yeah, I think it was fucking amazing. It's
really cool.
Yeah. They could be lying.
Oh, did you
us.
See that porn shop?
My
the
house
alien.
Is there.
The porn shop of an alien.
Oh, that alien, yeah. Three no, tits. She had seven.
Man, you made me wish I had seven hands. Honestly, you come up with this question, Will.
Yeah, I know.
And when you said it, I knew you'd kind of go on about old.
It was a good evocative question, but the fact is, whilst I would love to have been like a major warrior in the old days and all of that sort of shit, yeah, and a big general or whatever, fuck me. These days, if someone hits you with a big dirty sword that someone shat on the blade of because that was a genuine technique,
nice.
An assassin, if they wanted to make sure you died and they didn't have poison to hand, they would shit into their hand and smear it on the blade. Because when they cut you, no, that would be stupid. But they would shit on the blade, because when they cut you, they had a greater chance of killing you.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, these days, if you get cut and someone shats on the blade, well, you've got a better chance of surviving, and also they're going to go on crime watch.
But actually, if you think about it now, if you were saying, if you go back to...
Well, no.
I would like to go back to the wonderful medieval days.
Mm.
With a fuck off massive submachine gun.
Oh, you well, no. Would be kidding. Yeah, no, you want to be subtle. You go back there with a high caliber sniper rifle and you would sit right at the back of the top of the hill on the battlefield and you say, who do you want me to take out? Just that one. And you fill my fucking hat with gold. You take out the one man.
And then they turn around and
not
say,
like
yes.
I thought about
and then
this.
You actually shoot them as well and go, I am king.
Yeah.
No, I have the magic bang bang weapon.
No, Will's king. Will's got the
I'd
shoot
him.
A silent sniper rifle. Ooh. You just say, I can cast a spell upon the enemy general. I have to be long way away from you at a high vantage point so I can see him with my mystic eyes. You may hear an explosion, but that's just me summoning the devils. You tell me who you want to take out.
You just contradicted my silenced sniper rifle. You may hear a bang.
You fucking would. No, silencers don't actually muffle things. They reduce the sound, but they don't silence it. So you're still going to have the explosive noise.
Yeah, but they'll just think it was thunder.
Okay. Well, yeah, you may hear thunder.
Right, we're out of time.
Yeah, thought we might be. Yeah.
And I'm happy to stay in this time period. I don't want to go anywhere.
You're happy to stay in the 10-minute slot?
Yeah. I'm happy staying in the technological sort of world we live in now. I love that.
Me too.
I don't want to go backwards.
Not unless I'm a fucking king or god.
God.
Yeah. Okay. I could go back to Egypt and be a god. But even they didn't live long.
Or cat.
Because they were dirty.
Yeah, it's all about dirt. It's all hygiene with you, isn't it?
It's all the dirt, yeah.
Yeah, if you go forward, then they'll be even cleaner. And you'd turn up to be the mucky bum.
They'd be too clean that they'd become dirty.
Okay, no, they'd be clean, but you'd be
actually, can I go back to 2 weeks
hey,
ago?
Fuck off!
If I can go back to 3 or 4 years ago and just know what the winning lottery numbers will be, that'd do me fine.
Okay. This has been your cast podcast on Pod God Damn It. I'm Adam.
I'm Ash.
I'm not.
Thanks a lot, we're out. Pod
God Damn It!
Alright, I'm Irv.
I'm Ice.
Oh, we're in a new one already?
Yeah. Well, don't say that. Don't say that. They got to think that we don't do this repetitively.
We
don't.
We do it repetitive. We do it like weeks after each other.
Yeah.
Just to let you know that.
I'm Irv.
I'm Ice.
I'm Six.
And with us, we have the beautiful Google Goddess again.
Hi, Gigi.
Because we Hi. We just can't shake. We can't shake those crabs.
God, I saw you like a week ago. That's awesome.
Yeah. Becoming a regular.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, you could be if you want to be. You just got to wake up early on Sundays.
Oh, God.
Episode 9.
And have the wine ready.
All right, we're totally away from pot, goddammit. Huh?
She's got to put the paper bag around the bottle, too, to make sure.
Would you drink a dry wine or a white wine for breakfast?
Sweet wine.
I don't like dry wine.
You don't like dry wine?
I hate dry wine.
I like Frog's Leap Merle.
I don't like white wine whatsoever. You know, I totally just red wine go against awesome. The Earl Grey, and I like red wine only.
Yeah, you like a fruity blush?
No, I like a good Merlot or a Cab Sauv.
Okay. Yeah, see, she's liking what I like.
I like it's a good Merlot. Shit. I like a good
Well, next
Merlot.
Time we get together again, you're going to have a Merlot sitting right there. We'll make sure we get some, too. We'll drink Merlot with you. You can be Merlin. You can be the Merlin. We'll be the Merlots.
All right. Can we get back to Fog?
Yeah, we're getting
on
Fog.
All right. I'm Merv.
I'm Al. I mean, I'm Ice.
Can we start over now? Recording in 3, 2, 1. I'm Merv.
I'm Ice.
I'm Six.
And with us we have...
Shit.
You're not shit.
We have Gigi, the Gigi, Google right? goddess from TOPS.
Hi!
We're doing episode 9 of Pod Goddammit today.
Shit.
And with this episode, the question, like many questions that we seem to ramble on about, is if you could live in any period of time, what would it be? I don't have any questions on this one. This one's pretty self-explanatory.
Now, I kind of I hate to be the ice of the group. But I was thinking about that. If you could almost change this a different way, too. I mean, if it was some place to visit for a while.
No, a period
no,
of time.
No, I'm just saying. Is it a place you have to live in from now on?
Let me ask you this question.
If you could live at any other time in life or moment in life,
if I could live in another time, yeah.
Yes, when would it be?
Okay, but if there was a time that I would like to visit, that would be a different story.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a different question.
That's, right. Yeah, that's a whole different podcast. Right.
Now, if it's something I really want to live in... I would have to say the 80s.
The 80s?
The 80s.
Why?
Because it had a fair amount, or had equal amount of good music, good movies. And, you know, it's a great way to kind of re... Hey,
you've never done drugs. Why would you even want to go back to the 80s?
It doesn't really matter if I have to do drugs or not.
Well, I mean, that was one big part of the
80s. This is my big fucking drug right here. What's beer?
PBR.
All right.
Play that.
Alcohol is good enough.
Yeah, PBR is good. But, I mean, you never did the coke or
I don't have to
the heroin
coke.
Or anything like
drugs
that.
Drugs don't define the 80s.
Yeah, it does because
no, it does
drugs define the movies and the music of the 80s.
It doesn't define the 80s for me. Well, it's the music.
Miami Vice.
It.
I mean, what were they?
The music for me defined the 80s.
Yeah?
And the movies.
Like?
Any one-hit wonder that's out there right now.
I can't play that if you don't have me up.
Duran Duran.
I'm plugged in. You just got to have me up.
Motley Crue.
Yeah, they drink
Megadeth.
A lot.
Megadeth.
And they drink a lot of what?
Flat Blue Bourbon can.
Flat Blue Bourbon.
Flat Blue Bourbon. Anyway.
The freaking movies, too. You got
so the 80s? That's...
You fucking Blade Runner. You got...
Jaws.
Yeah. No, that was 70s.
70s, yeah.
You got like... the
Goonies?
Star Wars. The later part of the Star Wars, 4, 5, and 6. Right? Yeah. 80s, you know, shit like that.
No. The first one was 76.
Fuck you.
I mean...
Okay.
The only one was Return of the
Return
Jedi.
Of the, no. Empire Strikes Back and Return
was not
of the
Jedi. In the
80s. Yes, it was.
I believe
1982.
It was 78.
No, 82.
Was it?
Yeah. Are you done?
82 because it came out the same year as E.T.
All right. Look at that. Well, we got E.T.
There you go.
Elliot. Who
See,
I think you look
no,
like,
he
motherfucker.
Does not. Let's go.
But I am kind go. Of I'm kind of used to having all these nice additions to our life. Like
so that was a highlight.
Running water. I like to stay clean. I don't think I could live back in the fucking sword and sorcery time where you can take a shower once a year. Okay. Fuck that.
Yeah, but you know, if you went back to the 80s, you'd have VHS tapes and you'd have regular
crap.
Audio cassettes.
It's all right. They didn't have that shit back in sword and sorcery time, did
you
they?
You wouldn't have cell phones. No Google.
Well, the 80s, you had that big motherfucker that was almost the size of, like, the Statue of Liberty.
That was,
right.
That was 70s, I'm sorry to tell you.
Well, see, what? It's still in there.
The first cell phone came out in the
70s. Was it in the 70s?
Yep. You had to hold that by two hands. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, but who wants to be at the beginning of any
It was
adventure?
A brick with an antenna.
I like that. Actually, there's a lot of shit from the 80s I love. Yeah? So that's my favorite time.
Okay. I have no objection to that.
So,
I
mean, well, it sounds like you're objecting.
You can enjoy whatever you want.
Are you going to have Walkman again?
Oh, hey,
but
they
I'd be the
popular.
First guy. I'd they be the first popular. Guy to make shaving your pubic hair popular
in the 80s.
Yeah. There's things you would change.
Bush, yes,
was,
I would change.
Bush
I don't like the Bush
in the 80s
because I
not President Bush. But.
I boot,
no.
I boot the Bush in the ass.
I boot the Bush in the ass.
Okay, what about you, Irv? If you could live in a period of time, what it would be?
I have a mixed feeling about this because I enjoy everything I have now.
You do enjoy psychedelics, don't you?
The 60s would have been fun for many reasons, yes. Mushrooms and acid, LSD.
Fucking free love would be awesome.
I would have loved to have been a hippie for a while. You haven't done them all. You didn't do DMT or anything like that.
Well, no, acid.
Yeah, acid.
Not LSD. LSD.
That's what acid is.
Well,
it's the same fucking thing.
Different form.
Makes you see shit. You're the fucking guy that saw the little scrunchy bastard from Phantasm.
But you know, in the 80s, yeah, it would have been nice to do the coke and have fun with that and see all the nice skimpy neon fucking clothing and all that bullshit.
Neon clothing?
Yeah, they had that neon shit. That fucking bright yellow.
They had fucking
green.
Bell bottoms back then.
No, that was the fucking late 60s, early 70s. No bell bottoms in the 80s. They had polyester.
Because you do realize from 79 to 80, it's still same fucking fashion time.
Yeah, so as the 70s show has told me.
Okay.
I like the ideas of the 70s as well, because I think at that time there was a little more freedom and beginning of that movement of freedom, of getting away from the early 50s, late 50s, old style of life, crew cut hair for men, women are at home moms, all that bullshit. I like to get away from all that. You know, I just keep going back in time. There's always something there that I would really enjoy.
Yeah.
For me, to take this to a really different level other than what you guys are thinking, if there was a time that I could live in a period of time, what would it be? I would say the creation of the world. I would like to see what that's like.
You'd like to be a first caveman.
And then, like, 2 seconds later, you'd be eaten.
That's all right. As long as I got to see it.
Nothing but fucking lava and rock here, man.
See,
that sucks.
But right before I was about to be eaten, I'd jump into my DeLorean and I'd come back to normal.
There's no DeLorean back then. You got to think fucking of...
Well, how do you think I got back there?
Because that's
DeLorean.
The time you pick, bitch. That time you pick, you're stuck there. We're going to find your fucking fossilized remains down underneath the fucking velociraptor that's out there.
Big old pile of shit. What about you, Gigi?
I would like to go back to the end of the 1800s, early 1900s.
Okay.
Like right. in between anything like Civil War till maybe 1905, something like that. But okay. It'd have to be in London.
London?
Yeah.
They were very, very
Jack
fancy
the Ripper
back
days,
then.
Huh?
They were
Sherlock
fancy
Holmes.
Back then. If she's in the 1900s, I think she's safe, because I don't think Jack the Ripper hit until like 1880-something.
No, that was earlier.
It was 1900s.
It was in the 1800s.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh, God. What was
Google
that?
Got us?
No, I'm looking.
That.
Jack the Ripper, I think that was like a...
Well, what about that era that you like so much?
Jack the Ripper was 1800s.
It was 1860. Just,
everybody had manners. Manners was, you know, everything was held on high, and I would love to wear the dresses. As uncomfortable as they would be, I think
with
that's.
Corsets
do you think?
And,
do you think the corsets would be your bag, man?
Well, pain is beauty. Beauty is pain.
All right. Well, I see the Hitachi you had before. That'd be painful.
Says you.
It puts a smile on her face.
No. Hitachi box breaker.
Box breaker. In more ways than one. That box is falling apart. All right. If you want to hear that, go back to Dick's Insider Show and check it out. All right. Ice.
But now here's a question.
Oh, Jesus. You waited this whole time to ask a question.
Yeah. No. The question would be for me, though, is if I knew what I know now and then pick any time of period I want to go to and live there, it would be a different story.
That's why I picked the 80s, man. I know what's here.
But I'm saying if it's what I know now, I'm kind of almost agreeing with what Gigi has to say. I would like to go back into like the 1800 and area, because then I know when it comes to the day, I could be a very rich, famous person at that time.
You're going to pull up a fucking hot tub
hey.
Time.
So you like to live in 18th century.
Yeah, he's going
to
invent Google.
Right around the
18th shit.
Century, but it would be – I don't think it would be in France, though. I think it would be more in England.
What would you do without
that's
side?
Said,
no, no,
that's
she said England.
I thought you said France.
No, she said England.
Nope.
Did you say England?
London.
Okay.
God, you're rubbing your wee-wee too much.
No. I mean, it's just for the reason is that, again, you know what happened back then here in the States, and I'd rather be over there.
Over in France.
Well, I just went
England.
Oh, England.
But it was 1888 that Jack the Ripper.
Aha.
So the very late
1800s.
Yeah. You said 1900s.
But that was in the poor, that was, he only victimized whores and low, you know, yep, poor, yep. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why.
I'd be high standards.
Yeah,
baby.
you wouldn't be a whore in a fucking alley.
Well, that's why in Ohio.
I'd have a house for that.
Well, that's why in Ohio you can't have five women living in a house. Because Jack the Ripper would fuck you all up.
Right? Sure.
All right. I feel like that, isn't it, the point?
Very true.
Now, all right. What was the decade that
Leonardo DiCaprio lived in?
Leonardo da Vinci was alive.
Oh, shit, that was...
Was that like the
1560s? No.
It was like 1600s.
No. I don't know.
I'm looking it up before I'm told.
It's way before this country's ever been founded.
Oh, well, it was before... No, the 1600s was before we were founded. It was 1770-something.
1776 when the 13 colonies originated.
So if I said 1600s, up your ass.
Yes, but the 16th chapel was not painted in the 1600s. I got to think.
Well, he's got to be either between the 1400s
and
the 1600s.
Oh, finish that?
Go ahead.
He lived from April 15th, 1452, till May 2nd, 1519.
Okay, so it was right between the 14th, 15th century. Or around on the 14th century.
Well,
he was 14th century.
14th, it would be 15th century.
No.
Because we're in the 21st century. It's 2000 now, so it's always a century above. So if it's the 1400s, it's the 15th century.
There you go. 15, not 1500s.
It'd be 15th century.
Yes, exactly.
The 1400s would be the 15th century. So every time you get to a new year, it's always another century.
Well, I know that, but you guys are saying 1600s.
Right. We're in the 21st century. Nobody.
Yeah, enough.
Okay, we're done.
You're done? Done with what?
21st century. Beer, shave and snatch. It's good. Internet. Yeah, awesome.
Cell phones.
Cell phones. Yep. Internet porn.
You guys are just pussies. You guys are just pussies because you guys rather stay in the earlier years where they have everything instead
there's
of
electricity.
Try to get into the 15th, 16th, 17th century where you really had it.
Are you fucking kidding me? I said I want to be there at the start of the world.
There's electricity. How would Gigi stay happy with her Hitachi box breaker otherwise?
Clap on. Clap off.
It's got to have electricity. Otherwise, she'd be a sad woman.
I hope you've got a foreign plug for that.
They're, oh.
You got to think about that.
You got to change
that. I don't
over.
Think he's up for that.
No. What I mean is, you need to get a new. Like
I
a,
know what you mean.
All right.
You got to get a, just get a generator.
I just made it dirty.
All right, I think that concludes our episode 9 of Pod. God damn it!
God damn it! Pod.
God damn it!
Maybe if we give rich people more money, that'll turn things around.
All right, episode 9, Pod God Damn It. I'm Chris with the Unsocial Network. Along with me is...
This is Pete.
And Cole.
All right, gentlemen. Question number 9, topic 9. If you could live at any time period, what would it be?
Good heavens.
Yeah, it's a lot to think about.
Yeah. Any period of time, gentlemen.
What do you got?
I have actually thought about this before.
Right.
And... To me, like I for some reason I'm attracted to like the 1940s, and it might be because
when was Mad Men?
You dirty rat.
Because you could hit your wife.
Yep, hit your wife. Drink hard liquor on the job.
Yep.
Smoke cigarettes without
schools
guilt.
Schools were segregated.
Yep. Yep.
The gays were in the closet.
Yep.
You know, it was just a much better time.
There was a war going on, but business was booming.
Right.
And then...
Well, you know what? War equals
prosperity.
Wealth. Right.
Wealth, yes.
At least it used to. Mm-hmm. Back then it did.
So, yeah, the 40s would be good for me.
Yep.
No, I don't know. No, seriously, no. The 40s would be... Like, I've listened to, like, these old-time radio shows... like their podcast you can download from like the 40s. And for some reason, I am drawn to either the 40s or like the Old West. And part the part of it could be because of Back to the Future 3.
Yeah. It's a little both.
Yeah. So those are the two time periods for me. I would love to be like a Old West dude and just go to like one of those.
What about like the Victorian age or something?
No, it's just too creepy with dudes and
wearing wigs
stuff.
And shit.
And
yeah,
makeup.
Wigs and makeup, dude. Yeah. Dude, you can't get away with that in the 40s. If you wore a wig and makeup, could you imagine?
That was you'd have like a lead pipe against your head. Yeah. They'd call you like sissy,
right?
Stuff.
I was thinking like Old West, if anything. I think that would be.
I think
times were simpler, you know.
Yeah.
You handle your business with a fucking Colt 45, not the 40.
And you stop off to
I
get.
I know what you're saying.
Some strong ass liquor and fuck a couple of whores.
Yeah, there was
you go
every town had a brothel.
It's upstairs from the bar.
The worst disease you could get was the clap.
Yeah,
yeah.
And all you
maybe some
clap
syphilis,
your fucking
dick
and it's gone.
Right.
Yeah, you slap on each side of it. Pus comes out.
Hell yeah, dude.
Ride
around horses. Yeah.
Yep. Shooting guns. Spitting all the time. Just fucking spitting like chaw.
You know what, though?
Men were men back then.
I can
then,
imagine,
man.
Though.
Think
that
about it. You had to be a farmer.
Yeah.
I mean, you had to kill your own shit. You had to fucking skin it, cook it, do whatever.
But you're thinking, here's what you're not thinking. All right, so you're the farmer there with your family. And you're thinking about, you know, what about the crew that rolls through it like, you know, the band of, I don't know.
Misfits.
Misfits out of the blue. Right. And they come in and they rape your wife. They kill your kid. Right. And, you know, they
that's
slap
why
you around.
You are one of the misfits.
And that's why you turn. You snap. And soon enough, you're out there hunting those guys down from town to town.
So it's like you become like a superhero vigilante.
Yeah,
type.
You got to get the
bear. In the
Baron.
Old West.
There's always the real, like, he'll kill it. You see what happened was someone was trying to buy your land. The big oil baron.
And you didn't hate him.
The cattle baron.
He started buying up all the property around your house.
Yep. And you refused to sell.
Yeah, he came in like a big horse and buggy one day, you know, and he wanted you to sign over your property. And you
right.
took a stand that day.
Yep.
And
foolishly, maybe.
Yes, exactly. He actually told you that.
Yeah.
Like, that was a very bad.
This is a big mistake.
Yeah. Nobody tells me no.
You know, for some reason, I picture this guy really fat.
You see, like, a
wearing henchman. A white suit and smoking cigars.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's like a southern.
Like, what's it?
Boss Hog.
Yeah, Boss Hog.
I don't imagine a guy like that. I see a guy in, you know, the normal attire, dark, like the leather. But then, like, while he's talking to you, maybe, like, some of his guys are, like, kicking over bushels of hay and, like, roughing up your house. And you like,
slapping
reach back to tell your kids, stay in the house!
Yeah.
Until your wife's crying, or your kid's crying, and your daughter. And,
but you have the shotgun, right? You have the shot.
You're holding your shotgun.
Right.
And you're pointing it right at the guy's head. And you tell him that if they do anything, you know, he's dead. And he kind of realizes you got him that time.
So he
but
leaves.
He'll be back.
He leaves. Yeah.
There's like
later.
A little suspenseful. It's like the bad guy, he realizes, you know, okay, I'm going to wait.
Not this time.
Exactly.
So then in the cover of night, he comes in, rapes your wife, burns your
house
down.
Or maybe he kills
down,
all your livestock or something in the middle of the night.
No, wait, the next day what happens is you go out into the field and you see your cow that's all gutted up and been murdered. Its head's cut off.
And its ass is real big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Cletus got to it.
Yeah, the cow's vagina is like really, really, really worn. It's, you can tell
open.
Someone's been in there.
Yeah.
Someone else besides
someone
you.
Someone with a huge penis. Yeah. And now you turn around and that same guy's heading, just walking in to go fuck your wife. And you think, you're like, oh my God, my poor wife. And you get in there, she's loving it. cock me.
So anyway,
no, that'd be good. Things were more; they were harder, I guess, back then. But they were more.
But
they
you
were
could harder, like die from like the simplest thing.
Yeah. True.
Oh, I cut my hand, my finger out in the field, and then like 2 days later, it's infected. And like another day, you're laying in bed while your kids lay around you. Like all they can do is put a cold napkin,
rag
on your head, and then clean the wounds as you die. I don't know.
So what do you think? What time period would you want?
I'd
want
to go into the future.
I bet you would.
6 million years. Yeah. I don't know. It would suck. Any of those times to go back in time would suck.
To
not have the technology you're used to now, mm-hmm. back then, or the medicine would suck. We don't know.
For me, it would definitely the worst would be the medicine and stuff like that. I think I could deal without all this other bullshit. Maybe some lights and a radio, and I'm good. But I know they didn't have radio back then. I'm just saying, you know, I
could
like
the
I could 60s survive
where there is some medicine, but you can also like be
but
a drug.
There's not AIDS, and you don't.
Right.
You can any disease you get, you can clear up with like penicillin or something.
Yeah.
Before we started sleeping with people who slept with monkeys.
Yeah, or sleeping with monkeys ourselves.
Yeah. So there it is.
What are you talking about?
What?
The government created AIDS.
And then put it into the minorities.
Oh, put it into the gays.
Yeah, yeah. They gave it to homosexuals to try to kill them off. Unfortunately,
what happened
bisexual.
It was a gay monkey.
Yeah. Oh. It was a bisexual monkey. They didn't know that at the time.
Okay, so there's our answer.
All right. The Old West.
The 40s, the Old West in the future.
Yep.
Good enough.
From the 40s, dressed as a cowboy.
Check us out on socialnetwork.net, podgodsnetwork.com.
Word.
But you already know that because you're listening to this episode right now. You already know how to listen to us. Stop.
Just stop.
Thank you for listening. Please visit www.podgodsnetwork.com for more fantastic podcasts from around the world. Like the Facebook page and follow the Podgods on Twitter. I'm now off to go and Google who Adam Barker is.